All right, here we go. It is April 22nd. It's Monday. We have a lot of work to do, a lot of things to talk about. You know, unions, new unions, dealers pushing back, and a one-minute Cybertruck fix, or less. Everywhere I
go. Or maybe less than 1 minute.
Did he say dealers pushing back?
I did. It just felt like I wanted to hit that one this morning.
I'm so proud of that right now.
I mean, if you haven't been around,
there's a lot of people that don't know that like where that comes from.
I know. That was so. When right before COVID hit, I had the last trip I took. I don't know if I've told you this story. The last trip I took before COVID was actually to Nashville.
No way.
It was actually to Nashville. It was only the second time I'd ever been in Nashville. It was to go be with Donald Miller, the New York Times bestseller, story brand creator, in person for a mission statement workshop. He just developed this thing. So I was in the first class. So I got to sit in a room with him all day. And he was talking about how to write the mission and the compelling thing and get it. And, you know, it was like learning about that a little bit more. And when Esotu started, I used that framework to write the initial like meaning behind what Esotu was. And that's where dealers pushing back came from. How about that?
We never
explained
the story. That's so amazing. And the fact that it was in Nashville.
I was right down the street. I was downtown. It was great.
I know right where you probably were.
I know. So, I mean, what we're excited about is like now here we are almost 4 years after that point.
Wow.
We're all getting together in Baltimore, May 15th, 16th for EsotuCon, which is just the evolution of that initial thing coming all the way full circle. Right. Now we're going to have hundreds of dealers and industry partners in one place pushing back against the things that want to make the stigmas that want to take the industry down, the operational challenges that want to put dealers under, the things that we're cutting into profits, the things that are making dealerships a bad place to work. We're pushing back against all that together to make it a better place. So we hope you join us. Over 90 speakers, over 3 days, in an amazing, amazing venue. We're getting all the merch, all the swag shipments in. Let me just say, when Esotu gives away swag,
we don't mess around.
It's not like a little printed squishy ball. We got custom attire. We have great soccer scarves. We have jewelry. It's going to be unbelievable. It truly is.
Hey, this is interesting. So I was talking to a buddy at church this weekend, and he works for Nissan, and it works with dealers actually in the Nashville and like greater Nashville, like 150 miles out from the area. And he said one of the things that he's running into in the specific work that he does is this like quickening pace of general manager, even people like salespeople turnover in the industry because of like margin compression and dealer principals trying to fix and find a way. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of sessions uniquely dedicated to writing the retention and writing the employee management within the dealership. And I'm guessing it's going to take a trend on that topic line. Cause if someone at the OEM is feeling that, I guarantee it's being felt.
By the time it makes its way to them.
Yep.
Right. You know, it's gone through several layers of filter. So go to EsotuCon.com, check it all out, get your tickets fast. We keep begging the hotel to give us more rooms, and they give us like one or two at a time. So there may or may not be hotel, but we sold out over 200 rooms at this hotel already. So maybe there is. Thanks to our friends at Reynolds and Gooba Goo for being the presenting sponsor, helping us make it happen. We're also going to be featuring the Effective Podcast Stage. We've had EsotuCon sessions every year. This is our third year live podcast stage. It's an amazing experience, and our friends at Effective have been a partner all 3 years. They liked it so much year one, back for year two, so much year two, they came back for year three. And so
and this one's even better.
Oh, this
is, you know, we always got to level it up.
Hey, I want to say hey to Doug Klassen, just shouting out, say, I love it. Happy Monday, Esotu Nation. Feels good.
Happy Monday.
I feel like we should start the show that way on Mondays. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Esotu Nation. Well, we got to get Michael Cirillo to read it.
Yeah, you know, do. Of course we do. He's the voice of automotive. All right, let's get into it. Let's go. All right. In a historic win for the UAW, employees at Volkswagen's Chattanooga plant in Tennessee voted decisively to unionize, marking the UAW's first significant success in the South. So after two prior attempts in previous years, they succeeded. Listen to this vote count. 2,628 votes for and only 985 against, setting a new course for worker representation in these southern states. The victory at Chattanooga previously was the only VW plant globally without union representation. I didn't know that.
That's wild.
But this may signal a broader shift in the U.S. industry. UAW President Sean Fain celebrated the win, noting its potential to catalyze further unionization across the region. He said, quote, once you see the first domino fall, you're going to see a lot more follow. He then emphasized the importance of swiftly moving from the election victory to securing a contract. Of course, that's what they do. And he said, quote, we're going to push immediately to get a first contract.
When I first saw this story, I hadn't read the story or seen the Sean Fain quote. And like in my mind's eye, I saw this row of dominoes. It was like the first, you know how sometimes you read something and you just see something in your eyes. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw. And I think there's like a wonderful and scary version of those dominoes falling. The good for that unions do for workers, but also the scary thing of what that means for U.S. manufacturing potentially.
Yeah.
And some of like even the concerns of the political landscape in the South and how they feel about unions that was presented late last week in some statements from some governors. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting how that balance of power is played within like just the culture of the South. Right. Because, you know, like he's going after every other spot now, I'm sure, going to Huntsville, going to go to Hyundai, going to go right into, you know, Alabama and Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, a lot of these places that have never seen unionized work in the South. Going to be. Yeah,
that's
probably
that's
a wild summer. Yeah. Actually, we were messing last week. We were like, man, sometimes the news is a little light.
Back in those
UAW days when we had something to talk about every day. And
thanks,
we hated
Sean
it, but we loved
Fain.
It.
Thank you.
Coming back.
Come to a SoDaCon, Sean. We'll put you on the stage. On, I don't think he's coming to a SoDaCon. But open invite if you want to come to a SoDaCon.
There you go.
Oh, man. Oh, I had a speaking of, and I lost it. Oh, we got two sideways. But I'll tell you what. Last note on this UAW. They need to land a good contract in order to convince the other people to unionize.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
If they land a good contract, it's going to be so much easier for like, hey, look, they signed on with us. All of a sudden, we got them this. So we'll see how that goes. Speaking of seeing how it will go. Stop. All right. We just needed a segue. Time. Let's just be honest.
You just need one.
Be honest. Yeah. All right. So as automaker Scout and Sony Honda Mobility venture into the U.S. market with plans to potentially bypass traditional dealership networks, dealer associations are gearing up for a possible legal confrontation. So state dealer associations advocating for Scout and Sony Honda Mobility to adhere to the traditional franchise dealer model. They're citing legal and regulatory concerns with the direct sales model. So many dealer groups through associations have voiced their readiness to challenge the plans legally, emphasizing the advantages of the franchise model, including this campaign includes taking out a full page ad in Automotive News. Jeffrey Pohanka, you know who he is. He hinted that the absence of a clear commitment by the companies to use dealerships might suggest a move toward direct sales, stating, quote, silence speaks. John Devlin, who, by the way, is going to be at his third SoDaCon, is the 2024 chairman and CEO of the Pennsylvania Auto Association, expressed strong sentiments about the situation, saying, quote, after 2 years of asking and getting nothing, frustration is very high. He continued, we think this is going down the wrong road. I hope that there's good news at the end of this, but we want to proactively get ahead of it. There you go. Dealer associations pushing back.
I'm going to tell you the full page ad. And if anybody is listening to this that has an impact on this, the very top of the page says, hey, Scout. The middle of the page says silent speaks. And on the bottom of the page, you put the list of the dealer associations. That's it. It's just a black page with white letters. Then you call.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here, folks. Well, we're going to have a lot of, this is great because in a couple of weeks we'll be with a lot of dealer association presidents. They'll be on the stage. Well,
and the ones that are probably going to be the most interested in having this conversation, you have John Devlin, you have Don Hall, you have Peter Kitzmiller, all from around the DC area and those states that are most close to the issue, as well as Mike Stanton himself, all on stage at the same time. So I think you're moderating that panel.
I sure
am. This question better come out.
It absolutely is going to happen. So yeah, again, real time at AsotaCon. Did we mention you should be there? All these people are going to be there.
There you go.
I really want to segue into this one.
Yeah.
Because it's so good. But go ahead, just roll us into it.
Yeah, like speaking of people that won't be there or something. I don't know.
Stop. We'll just give it a half one.
Tesla's probably not doing some Cybertruck demonstrations at AsotaCon.
Doubt it.
But they have responded quite swiftly to a significant safety concern brought up last week with Cybertruck's accelerator pedal by introducing a rivet-based solution to prevent the pedal pad from slipping off. So they temporarily last week stopped Cybertruck deliveries, issued a recall after delivering the pedal pad that could detach and become lodged. The repair, we'll watch it in a second, but the repair basically involves a procedure that has like a little bit of measurement involved, placing the accelerator pedal in exactly the right spot, and then a materials cost of a buck or less than a buck, and a total time to actually fix and put the rivet in place to secure the thing for less than a buck. And this is here, you can check it out. They demonstrated this at the Cyber Takeover event in California last week, but you see them like, basically they put on this block, drill through the accelerator pedal and, the plate behind, and then, take a little, a riveter and, you know,
yeah, it's probably like an eighth inch hole.
Yeah.
They use a little jig to drill through and just a handheld riveting gun with a little battery pack on it. Dude snaps the rivet in and it's done. That thing ain't going
anywhere. It's an EV riveter, you know.
You can literally fit everything you need to do that in a purse.
Yeah, easily.
Louis Vuitton. And
so it's interesting because like the, you know, just the ability to fix it really quick is pretty incredible. And for them to kind of come with the fix within a week. But there was a ton of flack online. I don't know if you read the Twitter thread of like, after all of this cleanliness and I get like a customer facing rivet hole at the bottom of my, like it is perfectly clean. You see the dash there, like there's seamless everything. And then
that's a good point. Know. Better make sure that hole is centered and straight because that would drive me nuts. you really kind of can see it. Can't see it. That is really funny. And it better be an aluminum rivet.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do? It's better than glue and it can be done anywhere the customer is.
You know what? That is actually the trick.
That's what we were like. How are they going to get out to all these? I mean, there's what? 3,400 affected.
Yeah.
What they said.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know how, 1 minute times 3,400.
I bet a bunch of them were at Tesla Cyber Takeover event just because that's where all the Cybertruck.
Yeah. They just held the event just so they could do the recalls. Check this out, guys.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, but they got it done. They got it done. I don't know. What else are we talking about? I think that's it. I think everybody's got work to do.
Go for it.
Because it's Monday. It's the 22nd. You have 8 days, 8 days, 9 days left in this month. A lot of days to sell some cars, serve some people. We'll see you here tomorrow. Get your tickets to AsotaCon.